Mr. Tyler, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, Zach? I have my alarm things going off on my computer here. I'm just following up.
Good, man. So everything's going good on my end. I got that paperwork to my attorney already, so I appreciate, you know, being easy to work with on the house. Mr. Tyler, I want to work with you, and, you know, I don't think the price is going to be at my appetite, to be honest.
Where are you at? What's the number on Evergreen?
Well, I thought we were talking about Wilson.
Oh, well, Wilson, yeah, that too, but I mean, the main thing, Wilson's a little bit more detailed, you know, so I get that, but eventually I'm going to be pressing that, but my concern is Evergreen.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't even want to talk about Wilson then?
Yeah, I do. It's definitely there. It's a buildable piece. The only concern is that I wanted you to read those notes if you put the assessment, and don't let that scare you away, because
I'm not worried.
Yeah, yeah, because she's approved. It's their verbiage. It's like she's paid taxes on it for 20 years. It was her piece was willed to her. She's the controlling person, but me, I'm now that I have her third of it, if you want to call it that way, I'm just going to move on it and I'll pay those guys off or whatever. You know, I'm just trying to see what's out there as far as numbers. But Wilson is not more pressing than Evergreen and 5905. Wilson, I got time to play around with. I think Project Homes they built two houses over. So I think they may be interested in it. But
I mean, would you come down on it a little bit?
Well, Evergreen, you talk on which one? On Wilson, it's tax set to 33, and that's bigger than...
I'm talking about Wilson, yeah.
Wilson is bigger than 5905 Second Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You come down.
We can come back to that. Just keep thinking about that right now. I mean, where are your thoughts as far as Evergreen?
So I was doing. I looked at Wilson, to be honest with you, but I can look at Evergreen again. So Wilson, you know, I'm at like I could do 25 on that one. You know, as is, take care of closing, that type of thing. Then the one on Evergreen. Hang on, let me pull it back up. I'm sorry. I can't believe it's already. Okay.
Yeah, time is flying. That's why I set alarms on my clock and on my computer and doing so many things. Like, this is my really first day back in the office. Like I said, I've been down to Virginia for the last three and a half weeks. So.
Oh yeah, Evergreen. I'm sorry. Since I kind of threw out that, you know, what do you think about that for Wilson?
Well, Wilson, I mean, that's not even at tax value, and I'm trying to figure. I'm going with your logic on that. But that's bigger than 5905. And that's ready to build on. So 5905 has an existing structure where people can do what they want with. And I don't see it's Wilson.
You're talking about the house? You're talking about the house?
The lot and the house, as far as Wilson is bigger than 5905.
Well, the house isn't there, is it?
No, there's no house on Wilson. But that area is just, you know, it's ready to be built on. It's not a lot of the clearing. You just go in and start, you know, confirm, you know, you might not even survey it, you know, it's ready. You just clear it and start building, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing to do to it, but, you know, get your permit and start building. So that's why, I mean, it's definitely out there on the market, but.
Did you tell your brother that's living in 5905 that we were buying the house?
No, that's mine. That's why I told him I'm working something with you on 5905. He has Evergreen. And I know his number was he had got offered 40 from Project Homes, and so I mean, he's in Illinois, I'm in New York, and we're not procrastinators. We're all proud military and stuff, and we I've been taking care of that stuff for over 20 years, and my other siblings. Sure. That's why I'm realizing now why my mom picked me to do certain things, you know, because we're the two youngest. He's the youngest one, and almost pushing 50. I'm 56 and a half, but I'm second to the youngest. And all I've been doing the last couple of weeks, you know, throughout this is why she picked me, and I see why she picked me. So,
yeah,
because a lot of them, you know,
I'm looking at Wilson, the lot is to the left of it, correct?
Okay, hold on. Are you still looking at talking Wilson? Wilson, if you look at the tax assess map, it has a big picture of it right there in the bottom right of it. 98 Wilson is right where the street is. 5905 Second Street is across the street from 98 Wilson. Then there's 100 Wilson. That's that big lot right there.
Okay, now I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's Wilson. You know, I mean, I got that. We can work that piece, but where are you at with Evergreen? That's where really the discussion is right now. We can talk forever about Wilson because it's not, you know,
Green.
It's easy ready to go. It's if somebody wants it, they want it. You know,
what if you're looking at the assessment or whatever you're looking at, whose name is it under?
Which property, Evergreen or Wilson?
Evergreen.
Okay, Evergreen on the bottom should be Alice Jones Tyler, then Leonard K. Tyler. It should have flipped over by now.
What? Okay, and what is the parcel ID on just the Evergreen one?
Evergreen is 817-727-5384.
So that one looks like it's probably big enough.
That's why I was telling you there's another. If you see the little map right down at the bottom of the right-hand corner that is showing on the tax assessment,
mm-hmm.
You see that little map, right? You see how it's blocked off. There's another 20 feet in between 45 Evergreen and my mom's lot.
Yep.
That people who own that, got that parcel number. I mean, it's flipped three times, and he paid like $1,900 for it. But if you got my brother's piece, you can build. If you acquired that 20 feet, you can put a bigger build there. So it's doable, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
It's okay. If you need the parcel number to that 20 feet I'm talking about, I have that too. You can take a peek at it and kind of really get a snapshot of what you're trying to do here. And again, me and my brother, when we look at it, that 20 feet, that's nothing. I mean, that's probably, I mean, it's a bigger build.
I don't think this lot's buildable.
Why is it not buildable?
Hang on. Let me just check a few different other things. You know, one, it's assessed, you know, very low. That's, you know, that is an indicator.
Let me see. So in this business, hold on. I went through all my mom's stuff here, and you can explain some of these letters that she got just about that. Because remember, she owned it all. Give me a sec, right quick. Wow. Okay. All right. So one particular company, right? Just off the top, and you see what it's assessed for. One particular company, they offered, where they sent out a letter that I got stacks of them that my mom has gotten and never even opened. One of them, right? They offered 14-1 to 19-6.
for that lot right there on the corner of Evergreen.
Yeah, so, that one, like, it's assessed at, like, $4,000.
Mm-hmm. You know, so, and like I said, Project Homes, it came in, so, okay, well, we'll pay you $40 for it. And, like, maybe people know they can build. So that's why I'm saying it's like it's
so
I'm not
I'm
in the business.
I'm just going to tell you the truth. You know, if they're saying they pay you $40 for it, I would take it, you know, especially for that one on Evergreen.
Well, that's what they're saying, but they're so slow because they're non-profit. You know what I mean? So he's ready to be done with this thing. So,
right.
I mean, you know, you said you get a big number, but then, you know, you drag it, you know. I don't know how that plays out just to make sure you got the person's interest. I mean, I don't know. That's why when I talk to you, I know the numbers that I was given, 5905, and, you know, I'm not like I'm going to just take anything, but, you know, you met my number, and I was like, hey, let's go ahead and get this done.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really want anything to do with Evergreen, to be honest. It looks narrow, so I'm assuming that you'd have to get a variance to be able to do anything on it.
Even with that 20 feet that you acquired?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not sure about it. Baldwin Acquisitions Company. Yeah, because that one's assessed low too. I mean, the other one, you know, it's, you know, I know you can build on that one. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm going to be at, to be honest with you. That's what I'm comfortable with.
Well, on what? For Evergreen? Well, you didn't give me a number.
For Evergreen, I probably wouldn't even be interested in it just because of the way it, you know, the way it lays out. If you have documents, so you have both of those lots, I mean, I'd have to talk with the county. I'd need more than just a day to deal with that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to say, yeah. Well, let me give you the parcel number to the other 20 feet.
I got it. I see it here.
Okay. That's the other 20 feet. And then you got Evergreen.
It's about almost a tenth of an acre. So.
Mm-hmm. And you got Evergreen right there. And definitely look into it and get back with me as soon as you can. Now, okay, so looking at the big scheme of things, if you wrap both of them together, 100 Wilson and Evergreen, what would you offer?
So we already took care of the house, you know, 59.
The house is out. Yeah, the house is done.
So let's, if we just were to isolate Wilson Avenue, because, I can see that you're not a procrastinator, and I'm not either. But I need a little bit more time on the one on Evergreen.
That's just
the truth.
Do your research on that, and then factory in Wilson.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's tax assessed at 33, so that will kind of be my starting point. You know, that's ready to build, so I don't know why that would be less than my mom's house, you know, because you start building. But you're in that business, so just look them over and maybe get back with me by Friday or something. I mean, no, I am going to be, my plan, I'm going to be back in Richmond hopefully next week doing probate stuff for my mother's estate. So definitely call me whatever time, it doesn't matter, because he's ready to move on this stuff, you know?
Yeah. And just to be clear, so your brother is living at 5905, right? Or no?
I have my brother William in there. I'm trying to move out as quickly as possible. My brother Leonard owns the corner.
Okay.
I have the house to which we made an offer on now. And I have the control. 100 Wilson is willed to me, but that doesn't matter because the way this probate's going, I mean, like I told you, if you look at the notations, you got my mother and three other heirs. One of them is deceased, so it's only a three-way split, you know, as far as me getting a number. I don't care if I got to split it with all my siblings. I'm ready to move and be done with it. That's why it's taken me 20 years to get that narrative that small. Just, you know, what is it called? They told me in probate now to where in zoning, back in the day, heirs could come and sign themselves as heirs to property. They long since stopped that. The person who owns it has to list their heirs now. And if that person's deceased, you know, you pretty much. That's why I don't understand. It's like, people just didn't keep stuff updated, you know, and that's all they do is keep it updated. So,
right.
Yeah. But all right, but yeah, but definitely look them both over, see where you're at. And
oh yeah, the Wilson, the one on Wilson, you know, the why I'm at 25 is, you know, I'm paying all closing costs. It's, you know, it's just a
mm-hmm.
net number to you. Typical land listing is like 10%, you know, like if you were to put it on market. And
mm-hmm.
I think about, you know, I think 30 is probably what it's worth, you know, and, you know, that may or may not work for you, but, you know,
it's a factor. I mean, you can offer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want it. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'll be fine without it, but, you know, I definitely want it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. Do your due diligence. Maybe give it today's what? I lost the day here. Someone else today.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just maybe try to give me a shout back Thursday or something and tell me what your thoughts are and we'll go from there.
So, I mean, if I were to take the one on Evergreen 2 for, you know, let's just say 25, I mean, would you be able to work with that?
For Evergreen, you're doing 20, so you're trying to do
25
for Evergreen and 25 for Wilson?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll write that sticky down. I want you to do your thing. I think you're gonna have a double bill there. You know, try to really push as much as you can. I mean, and I appreciate it. I'm gonna push that to him as soon as I get off the phone. And
yeah.
I want you to take that time to come back and say if they're both in play. If Everett Wilson has to help build up Evergreen, I don't have a problem with that. But we really want to be, you know, we really want to be okay, a little bit better. I can't say better. I just look it up because we've looked up all of it and to say, hey, whoever gets that corner, they, just like my mom did, ain't nothing happening on that corner unless they come to you, you know.
Yeah.
And acquiring that other little small piece, that's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the business. I think you can get that. So now you got to build on Evergreen. Hell, well, shit. You got to build on Wilson Evergreen, and you're probably gonna build on 5905. I don't see anybody. That's one of the oldest houses in the neighborhood. When I was around there, I didn't even recognize the neighborhood. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Well, I'm gonna put a note here,
I'm doing some pretty magical thing. I'm not a magician, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't intend on knocking that off down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people always tell me what they do. I say, hey, once you purchase it, hey, you can revitalize it, do whatever you need to do. So right now, 33 is Wilson. You're thinking 25, and then you're thinking maybe 25 for the corner. That's kind of where you're at right now.
Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna write a note to give me a call back Thursday and let me know where you at final. I'm gonna shoot this to my brother right quick to see where he's at.
Okay.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you again for the 5905 because that's one less headache. I mean, I got people calling me and I ain't got to deal with that now. So,
well, absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Call me anytime, I'll answer.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, yeah, we'll reconvene Thursday
You want to call me?
Yes, yes. I'll call you back Thursday and try to get the biggest number you can get from it, and we can walk away from this.
What time do you want to talk Thursday?
I'm here at work, and your call. I'm doing – today was my first day back in the office. I went through it and looked at everything, put it in a pile, and I got emails up just clicking what's important, what's not. And
yeah.
I'm doing probate stuff and working this stuff because I'm right back in Richmond next week. So
right.
I ain't too engrossed in this. I'm just looking at, you know, putting out critical fires is kind of what I'm doing, so – and this
okay.
is the biggest piece I'm working. So I'm looking to hear from you. If you talk to some partners and get back to us sooner, that'd be even better.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Boss.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
All right, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye.